Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of We Are Douchebags. Pave's big headed ass was too lazy and didn't finish editing in time, lol. What a loser. Usually I'd watch Street Speak, but even their editor has been lacking, most likely because he's on Fent. How are any of these two podcasters gonna grow, I wonder? In this episode, we have a woman that does nothing but babble nonsense, while Andre stays quiet and Pave continuously gets interrupted by the woman. CJ flirts with the guest throughout and trauma dumps mid-episode, so Pave had to cut that out. Anyways, cue the intro and you all have a shitty day.
Welcome to We Are Douchebags, the show where we are douchebags. I am your host, CJ Scullion. My gender pronouns are they, them, and I identify as race, gender, and heartbreak fluid.
Hello, my name is Pave as in pavement. My gender pronouns are concrete because I'm rock hard, and I don't agree with everything women say.
I'm Andre, my pronouns are that nigga, and I identify as Pave's arch nemesis.
Okay. And today we're joined by a very special guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, ma'am?
I am Nugget.
You want to go any, like,
I am the vagina master Nugget. I was recognized on Who's Right because I'm known for my comedy, and I'm known for not taking my meds, and so that creates comedy, because my brain is special. Stop saying And, yeah,
You're the guest.
No, you do. You do that. I don't swear.
I do.
I'm not offensive. I'm a really good person, and I have normal pronouns, not
neuro pronouns. I think we're good people as well. Okay, I'd that's like kind of offensive and not very progressive.
Yeah, what are you trying to, like, suggest?
I am suggesting that I am a cis.
You're cis?
So do you not...
Yes.
Do you not respect, like, us, though?
No.
You don't? Okay.
What's wrong with my pronouns?
Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with his pronouns?
I think you should respect Andre's pronouns.
My pronouns are pretty fucking based. All of you know.
I can't say your pronouns because I respect you so much.
That's why it's based.
Okay. Oh gosh. Do we want to get in? Do we want to get into the things we hate this week?
I think Pave should go first. Thank you, Pave. Okay. So.
I thought Andre should go first, actually.
Oh my God. Fine.
I'm just fine. You can go.
No. You can go. It's fine. You really want to go?
Oh my God. Nobody cares. Literally, just somebody go.
Damn. All right, I wouldn't say hey, but I don't like our guest today.
Oh my God. I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay.
Thank you, I guess.
That was it.
Why do you not like her?
You know, not just because she's a woman, but, you know, after hearing all that cis talk, I can't stand someone that just, like, you know, so insecure about their own pronouns that they have to just call themselves normal. It's okay if, like, you use special pronouns. We're not going to judge you.
Yeah, I think what she did right now was pretty fucked up by not respecting us. You, Andre?
I hate, wow, this seemed to sound really racist. Never mind.
No, go ahead and say it, bro.
I'm not racist, but it's very specific. The Muslim owners at smoke shops.
Why do you hate them?
They always give me attitude when I just want my vape.
Okay, that's reasonable. Do they, like, give you any attitude about something, like, specific? Or just, like, in general, they don't like you?
Sometimes I'll second guess my vape choice. And they'll look at me like a fucking alien. I don't know if it's because I'm a minority or something.
I was going to say, do you think they treat you that way because you are black? Or, like, you think the white customers are treated the same way?
No, they're probably just really, like, really hostile and aggressive. Maybe that guy is just really aggressive.
Okay. I think Andre's just an indecisive bitch. Like, he just can't make up his mind. I'd get annoyed, too, if I was selling you.
That was just the one time, man. There is two instances... The past, like, 2 weeks, I went to the smoke shop. It was, like, two different ones. And they both gave me attitude. I don't know. Maybe he's just smoke shop worker. Not fucking with me.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. What about you, Nugget? What do you hate this week?
White people, I think. As a white person,
That was based. Continue.
What is Andres kinda mean?
Dope. That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's hard. Like, Andres known for hating white people around here, so he approves it.
Okay, good. I have a thing that I would like to share. A reason why I dislike white people. It's a little written, I don't know, it looks like an email from 2004, but proof that Jesus is white. This was written by somebody who is actually mentally ill. Okay. Have you ever looked at a picture or a painting of a black Jesus and thought to yourself, this just doesn't feel right? You ask yourself, is the painter joking? Is he making fun of Jesus? The answer is yes. The artist is being sarcastic, and that artist is surely burning in hell's fire as I type this. Jesus was white. Yes, he was born in the Middle East, but his father was not Middle Eastern. He was God. God is not Middle Eastern. When was the last time you saw a painting of God with a turban wrapped around his head? Never. Exactly. God is white. God has always been white. Every depiction, every description, and every painting I have seen of God has been white. God impregnated Mary, not Joseph. Therefore, Jesus is white. That is what drew people to him in the first place. As a white-skinned man in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, was surely a miracle. I read it wrong, sorry. A white-skinned man in the Middle East 2,000 years ago was surely a miracle, and Jesus was and is a miracle worker. Now look at heaven. Heaven is mostly made of steadily white clouds with rays of light shooting through them, which according
to most Christians, I know would make the inhabitants white. Also, white is amazingly proficient at reflecting light,
which is very important when living in heaven because it's much closer
it's
to
much closer
the sun
to
than
the
living
sun
on
Earth. The
this
light skin prevents
white
you from getting cancer
prevents
in heaven,
you from getting
and
cancer. That's
sure
not
it
true.
Stops many other diseases in their tracks. So next time you start babbling on about how Jesus was Middle Eastern and he couldn't have been white, save yourself the embarrassment and look at the facts. God bless.
What are we thinking about that, ladies? What are we thinking?
A lot of fucking yapping.
Okay, first of all, you just disrespected our genders again. But,
aw, that's too bad.
I agree with it wholeheartedly. I don't know
are
why it
sure?
pisses you off. Yeah.
Okay, this is white delusion right here.
White delusion.
Yes. So we've got white feminism, white savior, white tears, and now white delusion. The capacity of this individual is through the roof.
A white person saying caucasity is crazy.
I know what the people say.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. He provided a very, very efficient argument in which he said, now look at heaven. Heaven is mostly made of feathery white clouds with rays of light shooting through them, which according to most Christians I know would make the inhabitants white. Also, white is amazingly proficient at reflecting light. So I think he has a very good point, actually.
But he brings up cancer. This white skin prevents cancer. That's not true. If you exist as a white person and you get the sun on in you, like, you will get cancer because of skin cancer, because of UV. And out of all of us, what's his name? Andre. He's obviously not white. So he's most likely to be Jesus out of everybody because he is less likely to get the cancer that is from the reflective rays.
This dumbass never heard of sunblock.
That is the realest shit I've heard all week.
Okay, that was actually a very good argument. I think out of all of us, Andre would be the closest. But that's just because he has like the long hair.
Kind of look like him too.
I have long hair.
Maybe you're Jesus then.
Yeah, I do
oh,
have
and you're white.
Facial hair. Yeah. No, you're supposed to be not white.
What's to tell you Jesus wasn't a woman?
That's true.
The Bible.
I am Mary.
You're
virginity. Mary. Virginity is power.
You literally get passed around in the Who's Right Discord.
That is none of your business.
Is that true?
We don't verbally, shame. We don't shame.
I don't know. It's... Doug has said some like pretty crazy stuff about you.
Oh, yeah, he has. I'm the Vagina Master Nugget, so I know all about the vagina. And so as I teach Doug and him and Anthony and them, they're very ignorant about vaginas because they don't understand it. They're just like, ooh, let me put my peen in there, and it feels nice. So that's where they're at this point. But they're very ignorant. So I've stepped in and I've helped them because I know a lot about vaginas. Not only because I have them, but I find them to be interesting. Visually, physically, emotionally, spiritually, religiously, I find them to be very interesting. So I've done my research. You could ask me a lot of things and I'd know them. And so he, as I've talked about vaginas, he has applied it to me and my own. And I don't necessarily think that that was, you know, warranted, but he has his own sense of humor.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he just said he wanted to, like, fuck you or something.
Really?
I don't know. I think I heard him, like, one time.
Was but... this publicly?
I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up. He said a lot of shit about female fans before. Maybe I'm mixing it up with someone else.
Maybe it's just a general female fan.
Yeah, I think it was that girl they did the dating episode on. He said he was trying to hit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because I messaged him when I was 14. And, like, the normal, like, on Instagram, and the normal reaction to, like, knowing someone since they were that young is kind of to always see them as that young. That's when, like, you know, like, Zendaya and, like, her showing her boobs on Euphoria and whatever. I never watched the show. But everyone is like, oh, my God, I remember her from Shake It Up when she was, like, 16 or something like that. Now she's, like, full nipple out and stuff like that. So it was kind of jarring to people. So I think maybe that would be worrying on Doug's end. What did you say there?
I was just saying she don't got much to work with, to be honest.
And neither do I. But it's just the thought that counts.
You know what I forgot?
What?
I forgot to take my protein shake. Fuck.
Oh my god, nobody cares.
I'm gonna mute, and then you guys talk for a minute, and I'm gonna drink my protein shake, because I'm gonna go metabolic in a second if I don't drink it, so yeah, go ahead.
This fucking guy does talk about going pee? To the gym.
Wait, what?
Is squirt pee?
Okay, there is, like, it's like 5% urine, but most of it is another liquid. It's mostly just water. Like, it's like the water waste, but it's not, like, it comes out of the urethra. No, you can look it up. Like, you can look these things up. I learned this recently. It comes out of the urethra.
I don't have to look it up.
Do I get stronger if I drink it?
Yes. They do that in Africa, what? In a very specific place. They just kind of, like, all in it. Like, and it's mainly, like, the point of sex is to make sure that your woman does the squirt. It's called female ejaculation. I talked about it in one of my I'm in college and I like taking classes that are focused around sex, so I've talked about it in my anthropology of sex class. One of the African places, I think it was like Zimbabwe or something, they are very, 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 very interested in that, and they'll give women like potions and stuff like that to drink if they're not able to like do the female ejaculation.
So what's the protein content of like pussy juice?
Opening notepad real quick.
Yeah, so not
write it down.
I think there's more protein and like just general like nutrient value in sperm because it's something, but I don't think that's gay. Yeah, I don't think that there's that much in. I mean, I can look this up right now if you want, but I don't think that there's. Actually, you should look it up because I don't want that in my history.
I don't want it in my history either, though.
How about?
I already have too much in my history.
Pavement? Yeah, I think Pave already has something like that in his history. You can look it up.
Last episode, I literally looked up homemade bomb. I'm not gonna do that again to my search history. No, thank you.
That's true.
I think Andre should do it. Well, he has VPN.
Yeah.
All
right, fuck it. I don't know. Protein.
It's important.
Placenta and squirt? What would I put?
No, it's placenta. Not placenta. The placenta is what the baby said.
Bro said placenta.
Female ejaculation. And female... there's a few types of discharge. One of them is one that you would preferably not eat.
Okay,
it's
just
the normal one.
We don't need the... I just need to figure out the protein content, okay?
Maybe the self-lubrication. The self-lubrication. The female self-lubrication. Look that up.
Andre, do you have a specific answer? If not, it's fine. We can move on.
Nutritional details of...
I'm on a Quora page right now. Does the vaginal excretion from a woman during an orgasm have any protein in it?
Yes. That's what... Yes.
So what's the answer?
I'm looking. These people aren't putting numbers. I don't see any macros here.
You don't see the macros?
So we're going to just assume... We're going to assume it's about 4 grams of protein. Because every time you give your woman a big O, as they call it, as boomers do, you get 4 grams protein, which means you should be doing it over and over and over again because you can.
Yo, so that's actually like protein maxing.
Yeah, in conclusion, protein max through girlfriend vagina and make sure she's happy in the process. It's a win-win.
What's your opinion on sex change?
Sex change? I've seen some.
I was arguing with a friend, and he said that they pass and you can't tell the difference. Is that true?
It depends if they start pre-puberty. Because pre-puberty, they can look pretty darn close or pretty good. Like, you wouldn't necessarily notice. But post-puberty, the later they wait, the harder it is. Because their body already goes through puberty, and they already start developing those things naturally. But then again, sometimes you might see like I've seen like old women, like geriatric women, and I'm like, oh, that just looks like a man. So like sometimes you could like do it wrong and think like, oh, like that's a man, but it's actually a woman, and like she's always been a woman. So it could also matter just age in general and like how much hair there is. Cause like I'm sure if you took a picture of like my armpits, like some people would think that's a dude's armpits, and that's okay. But like, you know, it just depends. And then some women also grow facial hair. There's PCOS. Talk to your gynecologist for future or for further instruction on how to figure that out.
How do you know so much about this?
I don't think any of us...
Before CJ interrupted me, how do you know...
Kill yourself.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Fuck. All right, anyways. God, you just made me lose my train of thought, you faggot. God damn it. How do you know so much about this?
Okay. In the words of Doug, no.
Yeah,
you're a gooner? Is that what you basically just said?
I don't know what that word means.
You don't know what a gooner is?
Yeah. How does it feel, Andre? Now you're terminally online. Bro.
Feels horrible.
I know what a beekeeping age is.
What's the beekeeping age?
Older man. Yeah, that's the side I'm on. So I'm not entirely sure what a goon is, but I'm thinking homosexuality might be in the mix. I'm not sure.
Nah, it's just a person who masturbates a lot.
Yeah, gooner's a coomer, basically. Like the updated coomer, if you know what a coomer.
Oh.
A gooner.
Okay, let's just stop using this cringe lingo, okay? Let's stop like normal people.
Scaring the hoes, right?
What is coon? Coon?
No, not coon. That's a racial slur.
No,
coon. Andre's in here. Yeah, coon.
What is it, coon?
C-O-O. Like, god damn it, Nugget.
I don't understand.
A coomer is a gooner, and a gooner is like a serial masturbator. It's just someone who jerks off a lot.
I don't have that thing that you jerk. No, that's cum.
People will say coom.
Like, the online, they say coom as like a meme.
Or sperm. Did you know that that sperm is in semen, but semen is not in sperm?
Yes, I did know that. Yes. I don't know why I know that. I think it was health class.
How old are you? Yeah, health class.
God, I love poetry. Like, that's so poetic. You can't put the sperm in the semen. No, you can't. You can't take the sperm out of the semen, but you can. No, you can't.
Nugget. Nugget. How old are you? Pave asked you a question.
Yeah. How old are you?
I am 47. Oh. God, 47-year-olds are so hot. I am 19.
Okay, thank God.
Can we get into the spreadsheet? How far are we? Okay, we're 20 minutes in. We need to get into the spreadsheet.
Oh my God.
Nugget, do you have the spreadsheet open?
I don't think you sent me a spreadsheet.
It's in the chat.
I sent it in the Discord chat.
Oh, is that that beep I heard?
Yes, maybe.
I don't see
it. Wait, did I send
it? No, you didn't.
It says CJ Squilliam, things women are good at.
Docs.google.com.
Scroll up to like little thingies, two messages, and it's right there. It's a link.
Should be a Google Docs link.
I don't see. Oh, okay. I'm gonna resend it. I see it. Yeah, that was there the whole time. Okay.
Yes. It's under the SpongeBob GIF.
Yeah, it's like I'm talking to my grandma.
Okay, there are some attractive women in here. Okay, this looks scientific.
It is scientific.
Wait, CJ, it is very scientific. Did you say what you hated this week?
I don't know, dude. It's kind of personal. It's kind of personal. We're going to get into it at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Do I get personal or no?
Do you? Well,
no. Fuck,
dude.
I don't know. It's your choice.
Please don't.
Okay. Okay, so what did we talk about last week, Pave or Andre?
Andre can say it.
Things we hate?
No, Okay, yeah, we talk about that every week. What did we talk about? It's right there at the bottom.
Being strong and independent?
No. God damn it.
There's no way you're this retarded, Andre.
Are we still looking at the...
Wait, hold on.
Bruh.
Okay. Andre?
We're waiting. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Hey, think we need to get hoes.
Yes, we talked about ways to get hoes. What was the best way to get hoes?
Stalk them at night.
Money.
Andre, what's the official lingo?
Follow them home.
Rape.
Yeah, following them home at night. Very good job. So to continue with the Women's History Month theme, We're gonna be appreciating them more this time. We're gonna be talking about things women are good at. Okay, Nugget, I didn't explain the show to you before you came on.
Yeah,
I don't think you explained anything. So, but go ahead.
No, you didn't. I was hoping to actually meet everybody before we started, but that's okay. That's fine.
It's okay.
I'm fine.
Up at the top, we have the things called the attributes, right? And they all have specific numbers. A1 is just the like the title of the spreadsheet. All of the blue up across the top, so B through Q, those are the attributes. Okay?
Okay.
Ooh, and then on the left side, we have the categories. They're ranked from... Oh, wait. I didn't even rank them. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
That's why there's only 7 people in this Discord.
So, shut up.
Yeah, it's a small family.
So, from bottom to top is, like, worst to best. So, the bottom would be the worst thing women are good at, and the top is the best thing that they're good at. All right? So, each category... an attribute has a number assigned to it. So you go to the little grid, G4 would be singing for emotion, right? It's at a 9. So if you don't agree with that number, if you don't think that women are good at singing emotionally, then we would change that number and you have to argue your point, okay?
How long did this take you?
Like 20 minutes, I think.
Okay.
A lot of time and effort.
Okay, so... Yeah. So, this week for the categories, from bottom to top, we have being cute, being strong and independent, cleaning, complaining, cooking slash making sandwiches, crashing vehicles, crying, having standards, singing, and smelling nice. And up across the top for the week, we have speech, intellect, reading, math, candles, emotion, momminess, gaslighting, wetness, rape, lying, grippiness, stank, honus, and nugget approval. Do we have any questions about what any of the categories, so the things on the left side, do we have any questions about what those mean?
What does wetness mean?
Okay, that's at the top, but...
Oh, wait, okay, what does it mean when it says singing wetness?
What about singing rape?
I don't understand that.
As you can see, like, listening isn't on the list, so... It's for a good reason. But
no, I was listening. It's just you get your voice annoying.
Ooh. Okay. Wetness means how wet they get when they're doing these things. So like if they're singing, that would be how wet they are as they're singing.
That's okay.
And then like rape would be how likely they are to get raped when they're doing these things, or like how likely someone is to rape them if they're good at them or whatever.
So if -20, wait, I don't know. So, okay. If having standards means -20 rape, does that mean they're going to get raped if they have standards?
It means they're not going to get raped.
I don't understand.
So the scale goes from 0 to 10, but if it goes over 10, that means it's like, holy shit, right? And if it goes below 0, that's also like a holy shit. It's never going to happen.
Okay.
Okay. do we have any questions about any of the other attributes, the things at the top? Do you know what nugget approval is?
Well, as long as it's, you know, yeah, because I like women, so...
Yeah.
It would likely be 20s. But some of them, I don't like when they crash vehicles and are crying. Crying makes me uncomfortable if I'm in the same room as somebody who's crying.
Okay, so we'll get into that later. Do we have any other questions?
Why is crashing there?
Does that
there?
Mean I get to do something?
Why is what there?
Why is crashing there? What are you trying to say?
That women crash vehicles all the time and that they're good at it.
I don't think so. I think they're really, like, great drivers.
Okay, simp. We can talk about that later. But do you want to change it to anything? What else are women good at besides crashing vehicles?
Stealing money.
Making babies. But sometimes they're not.
I was gonna say we could change one to having vaginas, but that's not necessarily true anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, sadly.
What did you say, Pave? The stealing money?
Yeah.
That works.
Or stealing your time.
Oh, yeah, that kind of relates to what we're going to talk about later, but that's fine. anything else up at the top?
Read.
That's how good they are at reading for those things.
No, I mean greed. G-R-E-D.
Oh, but that goes in with stealing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so are we ready to get into the numbers?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say, this guy messaged me on Instagram, and he said he was from Albania, so I want to get him on the show. Usually I read the entire conversation, but I think we'll read his conversation when he comes on. So, there's that. Okay, now we can get into the spreadsheet. Do we have any problems right off the bat? Nugget, you said some of the Nugget approval numbers were wrong. I think you called out crying specifically.
Yeah. I like when they smell nice. I like when they sing good. I like when they have standards, but they usually don't. Crying makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, so what would you change that? On a scale of -20 to 20, what would you change that number to of, like, how much you approve of it?
Approve?
Yeah, like, how much do you approve of women crying? Or women being good at crying?
Oh, they are good at crying.
So is it a 20?
I'd say a 7.
A 7?
Okay. Yeah.
A 20 to a 7.
I think... this is your category or your attribute, so technically we aren't able to argue with it.
Okay,
so
then I'll put in a 12. Because okay, I don't like the number 7.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Oh my god.
What?
Nothing.
Stealing money. Do you approve of women like being good at stealing money / time?
I don't know. Is it from a man or another woman?
From a man specific. Oh, okay. Let me clarify that. From innocent men.
So no men are innocent. So I'm just going to say 18 because I feel like a 20 is overboard.
Okay. We can leave that at 8. I mean, it's still like super freaking high, so that's reasonable. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah, okay. And then cooking, making sandwiches, I would say 15 because I think women these days, at least me personally, I don't know how to do things like that very well. I can make a sandwich.
You don't know how to make a sandwich. Oh, okay.
Shut up. I can make a sandwich. Just cooking, I mean, that involves reading directions, and I'm not necessarily interested in reading. So, you know, there's that. What do I do?
How do you live?
I don't. I actually am dead right now. I actually eat off the state. So the state pays.
Oh, you're just like Pave. You're just like Pave. You guys have something in common.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but what is a Pave?
That's my name.
Oh, that's cute. I mean, in like a sad way. anyways. Complaining. What do you mean complaining? I don't approve of any complaining. They do good at that, but I don't like it. My mom is really good at complaining, and I hate it. And so is everybody else. Honestly, everybody's constantly complaining all the time. And so I put that at like a negative 12. I'm going to complain about other people complaining.
Okay, negative 12, I suppose.
I don't approve of that.
I mean, they're good at it, though, but whatever. This is your category, okay? Cleaning, they're good at cleaning, so you approve of it.
I'd say cleaning is a 15 as well. Sometimes they're not the best, and they'll leave stuff around. I had a roommate who just left her weed stuff around. Isn't it cool?
I mean, have you heard that, like, classic saying?
Where it's
you haven't even heard what I was going to say yet.
Yeah, I think that was the point, Paige.
Okay, so being strong and independent.
Yeah, like, any female born after 1983 can't cook. All they know is McDonald's, charge their phone, twerk, be bisexual, eat hot chip, and lie. So I think
that's my favorite tweet.
I think that describes you pretty good.
Yeah, so I actually don't like spicy things because I'm white. It makes me cry a lot. I don't like very cold things either because it also is painful. Anyway.
Do you have cavities?
Pinche gringa.
No. It hurts my head.
Pinche gringa?
No, if I drink water that's colder than room temperature, I'll get brain freeze really quick.
That's
great. Yeah, that happens with me with ices and I hate it because I get the chills up my spine and then my head starts hurting and it's really intense for about 10 seconds and then it goes away and I go back to drinking the ice.
God, I don't care.
That happens to me when I step outside.
Can you shut the fuck up, please?
Okay.
Not you, Pave, her.
And I had a good, interesting
taste. Being strong and independent, I approve of that one, so I will say it's definitely a 20 out of 20. Being cute, it really depends. I've seen some uggos. But, you know, most of the time, yeah, I'll say 18.
Okay, 18 is reasonable.
Yeah.
Do you have standards, what about Nugget?
Do I have what?
Standards.
You know, personally I do, but when it comes to realistically and applying them to the real world, you have to lower them. And significantly, especially in a heterosexual relationship, because men are not, like, the bar is low already, and then it's just like, oh, you know, as long as somebody likes me, I'm like, okay, you know, that's nice. And you end up just, like, lowering your standards, and just, it's really sad, but I'd like to think I do.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Do we have any other problems? Andre, what time do you have to get out of here?
In, like, 10 minutes.
Andre, you have to leave, you black piece of shit?
Yeah.
Okay, whoa. You can leave early. What time do the rest of you have to leave? Do you have to leave, like, early too, or you can go until 7?
I don't have to leave.
Okay. You Nugget?
Are you a pedophile?
Me?
Yeah.
Why do you ask that? No, I'm not. But why do you ask that?
I was just curious. Okay. Okay. I can stay until like seven. I have a further engagement that I'm engaging in that I should be engaging in, but I can stay until 7.
Okay. Yes. We'll save the mystery category then. Okay.
Yo, will this be edited out?
No, it's not. It stays in the show.
Oh, God.
I told you, we weren't known for our quality.
CJ, I have a question about being strong and independent. Yeah. What is the thought process of the intellect being at 2?
Because women say that they're strong and independent, but usually they're not. So it's very low intellect of them.
Are we talking strong physically or strong emotionally and mentally?
Like both.
Either way, it's either. Like, it wouldn't even
matter. I'd say mentally and emotionally, they'd be strong. They're pretty well known for being strong.
That is literally the furthest thing from truth that you could have possibly said.
It's not. Okay. Crying isn't weak. Okay. Being emotional isn't weak. It's not killing yourself. Men do good at killing themselves. They're more likely to attempt and do better at it. So if we're talking about strength here, yeah, women will attempt to kill themselves, but they won't succeed at it. So yeah, okay, maybe they're cowards in that sense, but they're strong cowards because then they still have to live on while the men are all dead.
Damn, they suck at everything, even at trying to kill themselves. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the men are stronger because they actually go through with it. Women, they're not strong enough to go through with it. I don't want to make a mess. I'm going to swallow 20 Benadryls instead of fucking putting a bullet through my head like a real person.
Probably takes the most strength.
The carpet.
Men just have different what? They have different thought processes, and they have more testosterone, which leads them to do crazier, more unhelpful things. So the average length of a male life is less. So they do take more risks because they are stupider and less stronger because they overestimate their strength, or they underestimate their strength, which could also lead to death.
Okay, Nugget, first of all, I have to combat you on that, because haven't you heard the classic rhyme? Men go to college to get more knowledge, women go to Jupiter to get more stupider. I don't know if you've heard that before. You're a woman, so you probably, like, didn't process it. But I think that proves that men actually are smarter than women.
And we get paid more, too. More stupider?
Yeah.
More stupid. Okay, yep.
Yeah. You haven't heard that classic rhyme?
I have, but it's supposed to be the other way around, but...
Yeah. No, it's not. Women took it and twisted it. They stole it from men.
Did we culturally appropriate it?
Yes, you culturally appropriated it.
Mm. You see, if you're upset that we culturally appropriated your man culture, then that's not strength on your end.
Actually, it is strength, because I'm vocalizing it. Yes.
No, and I'm vocalizing your vocalization.
I'm vocalizing how you piss me off. That sounds pretty strong to me.
Dang. Got him.
Yeah.
What else are we going to do?
So, Andre, what did you want to do with intellect for being strong and independent? Put it up, put it down.
I think we should put it up.
Why?
Let's do a vote. This is America after all. Yeah, let's do a vote. We're all Americans, right?
Yeah.
That's somewhat. How this show works. Whichever. Pay.
I'd say put it to a 7.
Why a 7?
I'd say you think 16.
Fuck no. What?
Yeah, I think we should put it to a negative 20.
Yes, negative 20.
No, I think...
Well, we're at a stalemate now, so I don't know.
Let's put it at a 6.
4.
No, I like the number 6.
I like the number 4. Yeah.
Okay. 5.
That's too bad. No.
Okay, we can raise him with 5. 5's good.
Oh my god.
Get fucked.
We put it up. I don't know what else
this
you want
so
from us.
Discriminatory.
Andre is on your side right now. He's literally like gassing women up. Woman. He's being such
a
good guy.
I'm a woman appreciator.
Discriminatory.
He literally goes by women appreciator.
That's also code for rapist as well.
What?
It's like the exact opposite.
I mean, yeah.
No, any male feminist is a rapist.
I'm not a male.
You should know this by now.
She's not wrong, Andre.
I wouldn't give label myself male feminist. I'm just a male that supports women.
Like being bisexual, not for like being a male feminist.
He is bisexual, apparently. Hot. Supposedly.
I mean, apparently.
You might not like labels, but the government does. You're still labeled as a sex offender if you like it or not.
That's true.
How did you have to remind me
that?
Now I'm gonna go to sleep emo.
Any other numbers?
I'm thinking math, we put a little bit lower. I think singing and doing math, you should put that at more of a negative 1 because
singing?
I couldn't do math normally. Yeah. And I couldn't do math while singing either, especially not while singing.
Well, I was more so thinking that as a woman, that they kind of have to calculate the octave so they hit the notes properly. And that involves a little bit of math. So that's why I put it at a 7.
But you know, women never add things up correctly.
Yeah, that's true. Unless it's like a sale, like a clothing sale.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They add up all the like stuff that they buy and they add up all the things that they think men do wrong. And then they project all of it at once. And then like they add up like all the money they're going to get from the divorce. How many of the children they're going to get. So I think they're kind of good at math.
2.5.
Okay. Yeah, maybe they don't do
that's
too much.
Children.
I can't think of one woman mathematician.
Can you think of one male mathematician?
No. Albert fair point.
My math teacher.
Would you count Isaac Newton? Is he a mathematician?
I mean,
no, he just got hit in the head with an apple.
Yeah, that guy was kind of fucking stupid. I don't know why they glorified
him. Was that all he did? Really?
Yeah, he was a pedophile. No, he was a virgin.
He was a virgin pedophile?
Oh, what a fucking loser.
Yeah.
He
oh, no, okay. He was Isaac Newton.
Well, I guess he could have went to, like, the playgrounds in, like, the 1600s. Believe himself.
God damn it.
Andre. Wait, was there a playground in the 1600s?
I don't know.
Probably.
No, there weren't. I mean, children
had,
were
like,
too busy
wooden,
in the fucking
the
coal
slide.
Mines.
They were probably just throwing
those
sticks in a field or something.
I don't like Isaac Newton. Never liked him. If he was in front of me, I'd lay him out.
Yeah, I'd beat the fuck out of
him. You don't know you, little bro. You never will.
I don't know you.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You know me forever.
Smelling nice. I think they do smell nice sometimes. Sometimes you can smell the 10-step bath routine, whatever they've got going on there, skincare type of thing. So I would say they do smell nice, though I do know a variety of women who don't smell nice, but that's usually because they're overweight.
Jesus.
So, like, it just, is this for, like, skinny women or women who are, like, what are we thinking for smelling
first
nice?
First of all, very judgmental about the body, are we? I don't think a woman should matter how big or small they are. Isn't that right, CJ?
Well, it ends up mattering when they are missing spots. So, like, you know how when you have, like, bigger legs, you end up, like, and you're shaving them, you end up missing more spots because it's just inevitable. So, like, you know, like, if I'm shaving my armpits, I'm not going to miss a lot of the spots. But if I'm shaving my legs, I'm going to miss a bunch of the spots because it's generally bigger. And that applies to everything, including cleaning.
CJ, what do you think?
I think... Yeah, honestly, I've come across some women who smell pretty bad. I told that story on the podcast how I used to work retail, and the two worst smelling people I've ever smelled in my life were women. And it was just horrifying. It was like the worst BO. I had to hold my breath when they came up to the register. So
yeah, because they have a lot of issues too. And also with, I learned this new word. It's called incontinence, and it means that you can't keep your pee in. So women are like more likely to have that. Mm-hmm. And the bladder muscles are like with the vagina and something like that. So they'll end up just peeing. And like even like young people, like, I mean, we're talking like me, like I'm like, oh, like, you know, and so you got to be careful. Like, don't hold your pee in with the whole.
Is that why women always say they have to go to the bathroom and they can't hold it for more than 5 fucking minutes on a road trip?
Yes. So they have that. They have tiny bladders. They have shy bladders, which is like you like don't watch them pee. And then they have.
That's really like annoying. I used to hate going on fucking road trips, and it's like, oh, I have to go to the fucking bathroom, even though we just went to the bathroom 5 minutes ago. Oh, we're at a park, and I have to go to the fucking bathroom again. We have to go to the bathroom like 20 fucking times. So women smell bad. Their stank is not a good stank. We'll put that down to a 2.
Wait, I thought that's what women used pads for, you know, to like pee on them.
To pee themselves?
Yeah.
So those are pads are called poise pads, but like, those pads are like diapers that like for that are for older women because nobody under the age of 60 says the word poise. So we need actually a new pad specifically for young women who cannot help but pee themselves.
Is that a raging problem in the female community?
No, because you can just wear liners and like that'll work.
Uh-huh.
And usually if you're younger, it's just a little bit of dripping, like a leaky faucet or something like that down there going on. So usually that'll like do it. I had that experience and I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, it works completely.
You piss yourself.
So I just recommend putting on a small pad. Usually that does the trick, but there are underwear that are specifically made to hold up to a full bladder of pee.
Okay, yeah, I think every person in this call will apply that knowledge to themselves.
Hold on, pause. Full bladder,
you're
pissing for
help.
Like 20, 30 seconds? You're pissing that long in a diaper?
No, so...
Oh, that would be horrible.
So here's the thing.
Or in a pad?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Say you're going throughout the day and you're just, it's a little bit every time. So say you've got, I don't know how much a bladder is, but say you've got like 5 milliliters throughout the day and it's just like 1 milliliter an hour. And so, but then you also use the restroom between them two times or them the whole day. So it's just like collecting that little bit of excess that's dripping out of the faucet, because a little bit of faucet excess could turn into a lot. That's why we have global warming.
I thought that was a myth.
Ah, it is a myth, no. But she's a libtard, so no. She believes it. Andre, do you have to go yet?
Stop kicking him out.
I'm just asking him.
Well,
he's an adult. He'll go when he needs to go.
Yeah, I gotta go in like 2 minutes.
Okay, I love you. Say bye to everybody. Right.
Peace out. Nice meeting you, Nugget. Thanks for listening, y'all. Appreciate it. Peace out, Pave. You faggot.
Okay, send him your fucking audio so you can edit it. Bye.
I'm actually gonna go now, too.
Whoa, hang on. We didn't even get into the mystery category.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The only melanated Pave, man left, and she wanted to go. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Pave, I'm gonna unblock the mystery category, and you have to tell me if we should talk about this on the show or not.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Or if it's too personal and
is
I'm gonna
the
read.
Mystery category block or...
Black, yes.
I see it. Hurting men slash...
Oh, don't read it. I need to know if this is too personal, if we shouldn't talk about it.
I mean...
You know, you can just press on the square and it will come up at the top, even if it is blacked out.
Yeah, you know what? I know. Fuck it. Why not?
We should talk about
it? Why not?
Okay. Oh, fuck. Ah! The mystery category for this week, the thing that women are good at is...
Pave had to cut this part out due to creative differences. Nugget has interrupted Pave a total of 22 times throughout this episode, Anyways, that's all. Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we done for the week? Can we organize this?
I'm done.
And figure out what women are best at? Okay.
Women are best at crying. I did that the other day. I was sobbing the other night.
Oh, you know how you didn't show me any empathy? You know how you didn't show me any empathy? Like, I don't really care.
Yeah, so... But that was because of a man, so I think men caused the crying.
So women I caused the crying for myself. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. maybe you're right.
That's actually very true.
We'll talk about it after the show. Women are best at stealing money / time from innocent men. Thank you guys for listening. Check out Nugget shit. Nugget, shout out your shit. I'll put it in the link. Just send me your links or whatever.
Yeah, they do stuff.
Okay, so we're putting standards at the bottom, and we're being, we're putting smelling nice in the middle. Anyway,
I don't think
that's not how the math.
Yeah, I don't think we can. The numbers are already there.
Oh, really?
Well, hold up.
Would you like to sort them?
There, okay. Being cute properly. Is in the middle, and I guess women are worst at hurting men.
Lol.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening to our show. Follow us on all of our other socials.
If I end up deciding that you have to cut this whole last section out, we'll just ignore it, okay?
Yeah. Don't worry. Thank you for listening to this.
So my...
Can you shut the fuck up for like 10 seconds?
Shut up.
Please. Okay, thank you. So, thank you for listening to our show. Nugget, you were a guest. Please check out our other stuff.
Yes.
I'll have you know, I have a video on YouTube with over 700,000 views on it. Okay, you're talking to a big shot.
Okay,
right?
And I have an Instagram post with like 700 likes, but you don't see me stroking my dick about it.
I don't have a peener.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you need proof?
No. What the fuck? No.
Would you like to see it?
You don't see him flicking his bean about
it. Yeah, flicking my bean about it, thank you.
He doesn't have a bean. Actually, yeah, if you looked at the clitoris and the anatomy of a clitoris and the anatomy of a penis, they actually look very similar.
Yeah.
So that's a fun fact.
So that's what I was getting at. Okay, but anyways, are we finishing the show up? Let's wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening.
So my YouTube is at Nugget.
Yes.
How about you just fucking send it to me and I'll put it in the fucking description.
Yeah, add them on Discord and send her death threats, please.
All five of our listeners. I'm sure they're going to buy you so much.
Oh, yeah. I've actually gotten quite a bit. I can do a whole podcast and all the stuff I've got.
Oh my God.
I got a scooter.
Yes, we know.
I got the scooter that I hurt my toe on.
Good. We know that women are good at stealing time / money from men. That's what won this week. So
I'm an entrepreneur. Okay.
Just like all the OnlyFans girls. So.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, you could say that.
Okay.
Logically.
Yeah. We're finishing up now.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
But we're done now.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.